Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton with more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. And here are the stories for this week.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. Hear how churches in one community are coming together to reach underprivileged children by hosting a free overnight summer camp.
I'm John Graham, and on today's Culture Connection, Fox News host Gretchen Carlson joins us to talk about her faith and her new book, Getting Real.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later, we examine some significant changes that are occurring in our society and talk with a missionary helping Christians understand what can be done to make a difference.
I'm Myrna Brown. You're going to want to hear about this musical tool that has, at its core, discipleship. Shane Bernard of Shane and Shane tells us all about it.
Also today, Kung Fu Church planner Ron Wilson on our Missionary Moment. So stay where you are for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. There's nothing like summer camp, and it's a great way for churches to help kids in their community. Here's Life with Purpose Radio's Juliana Smoke with the story of Camp Rock.
Area Georgia Baptist churches from the Valdosta Baptist Association wanted to reach the underprivileged, high-risk children in their community with the gospel and break the cycle. They formed a free overnight summer camp called Camp Rock. Drew Boswell is a children and family pastor for First Baptist Church in Valdosta, Georgia, and also he helps put on the camp. And he joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Hello, Drew.
Hello, Juliana. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Now, you all have been doing this camp for the past 4 years. How many children do you all minister to?
We usually average about 120 children that stay overnight, and then we have 40 or 50 children that come in that we call them day campers just because we don't have bunks for them to stay, but they come during the day, and then they go back home in the evening. So it's 180, close to 200 children.
Wow. Wow, that's a big group. And out of that number, how many would you say is unchurched?
A majority of them, 80, 90%, do not have a church home.
Wow. Wow. So I can see this camp making a huge impact in the lives of these children, hearing about how much Jesus loves them, maybe for the first time.
Yeah. Our goal is to try to target children who are at risk or foster children or children that don't have a church background, and we bring them into the camp for that week and just share the gospel, and through activities like sports and recreation and Bible storage, a lot like a vacation Bible school. And then we have a chapel and in the evenings and different activities that are all gospel-centered.
Mm-hmm. And now you do something extra special on a Thursday night, don't you?
Yeah, Thursday night is our special time, but we decorate it for Christmas. So it's the camps is in July, so they'll come in, and it'll be all decorated for Christmas. Christmas trees and turn the lights down, so we have Christmas lights going and Christmas music playing, and then we have a full Christmas feast for them, which they're usually not used to that kind of level or quality of food, and so that's really special for them. And then we have all of our counselors line the edge of the room, and then we call them one by one at the end of the dinner once they've had a chance to eat, and we call them and they go around the room, and each one of our counselors gives them a hug, and then they're given a backpack that has school supplies for the upcoming school year. It has some toys, they get a stuffed animal, has a change of clothes, then we give them a Bible. So that evening is really special.
And I see how you all really do strive to love on these children and bring them out of their environment for 1 week. How do you see that impacts the children?
Well, we've seen life change. Every summer, we see dozens of children come to receive Christ. We really focus on doing follow-up with these children afterwards. So we try to make sure that they get plugged into a local church. And it's an associational effort. So lots of churches within our association work together to make that happen. So our goal is to make sure that these kids do continue on that discipleship journey.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, this is an associational ministry. All the churches coming together, and every church plays a part.
Right, exactly. One church does the cooking for the week. One church provides the backpacks. Another church may provide counselors or be a speaker that comes in and speaks during the chapel time. And so it's a group effort. Other churches share their vacation Bible school decorations with us. So we all work together. Other churches give financially. So it's just all what we have, and we're all working together.
Mm-hmm. What has it meant to you to see the churches come together to do ministry?
Well, I've worked in different places in different parts of the country just as a minister, and I think Valdosta is a special place in that this ministry is just an example of one of several ministries where churches have gotten together, pastors have gotten together, and we don't see it so much as competing with each other, but instead we're really seeking to cooperate with each other, and the Lord has used that, and Camp Rock's just one example of that, of how churches are working together.
Drew, this sounds like a great ministry that the Lord is using in the lives of these children. How can we get more information?
I would love for you to go to our Facebook page. It's Camp Rock of South Georgia, or you can also go to our website, which is camprockga.com.
We've been speaking with Drew Boswell, children and family pastor for First Baptist Church in Valdosta, Georgia. Drew, thank you for joining us today and sharing how the Lord is using the body of Christ to reach the children in your community.
Sure. Thank you, Juliana, for letting me come today.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
You check on the kids?
Mm-hmm. They're sawing toothpicks.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, I am beat. Good night.
Paul?
What?
Are you all right?
What do you mean, am I all right?
Well, lately you've been, I don't know, distant.
Distant? I'm lying next to you. Now, how am I distant?
Well, you're here, but it's like you're not. I mean, I sense you're angry or upset about something, and you just keep it bottled up.
I guess work's been wearing on my mind lately. Look, it's nothing, really.
Paul, it's something if it's bothering you.
It's my problem, and I will deal with it.
No, Paul. It's our problem if it comes between us.
Well, I guess.
Let's talk about it, please.
Marriage is a partnership, and a partnership is based on honest, open communication. And that's something we all need. A message from Southern Baptists.
Thank you for listening and being a friend each week to Life with Purpose Radio. Fox News host Gretchen Carlson has written her bio to encourage others to lean on their faith in good times and bad. We get more of the story as John Graham talks with Gretchen on today's Culture Connection.
Our guest today has been a co-host on the CBS Saturday Early Show, co-hosted Fox and Friends for 8 years, and now hosts Fox News Channel's The Real Story with Gretchen Carlson. She's been on the show with us before and allegedly is a big fan of Life with Purpose Radio. She's just finished a new book called Getting Real, and she's here to share with us about that. Gretchen, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me back, and I am a fan.
Oh, that's exciting. So you're known as a hard-hitting journalist, and yet you're writing this book called Getting Real, and really, from what I understand, it's about you getting real with your fans. Tell me about it.
It is. Well, you know what? It's about my life, and the whole point of it is to inspire other people to go for their dreams, because I was blessed growing up with a great family in Minnesota in a small town. My grandfather was a minister in town, and, you know, from there I ended up Miss America, and then I've had 25 years in TV, but a lot of times people look at national news anchors and they think, oh, everything came easy to them. They never had any problems. And that couldn't be further from the truth. So I wanted to get real to inspire other people and to share some of my failures for the first time. And, you know, one of the biggest ones that stands out is how I was fired the week after I got married.
Oh, wow.
And I completely was stripped of my identity because I was in my 30s already and had worked really hard in this television career. Another thing, people never believe me when I say this, but I grew up a really fat kid and still struggle with my weight. I just have it a little bit more in control now, but, and not to mention being teased and taunted over all of that. Quite honestly, I'm just like everybody else. And if I can go on and accomplish some of these goals, then they can too.
Did you ever reconsider your career in the public eye?
One of the other things I share in the book that I've never told before is that I had a life-threatening stalker for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
And he followed me in Virginia for 2 years and then on to Cincinnati, Ohio. He also stalked my parents. And I never told the story because I finally got him incarcerated, which was a very tough process. And I found out when I was writing the book that he had passed away. And that gave me the security and the strength to be able to tell my story because so many people are affected by either domestic violence or stalking situations, and it always seems that the law is on the side of the person doing it, not on the victim. Mm. To come full circle to your question, how I almost ended my TV career actually before it began because being in the public eye was a pretty stupid thing to be doing when somebody was trying to find you.
Mm. Wow. You speak openly about sexual harassment, all these kinds of things. Can you give us just a little bit of taste of some of those ideas?
After I was Miss America 25 years ago, I met with a couple TV executives and high-ranking public relations people to help get my foot in the door, and I never expected in my wildest dreams that the payback would be to sexually harass me. Mm. The absolute humiliation that I went through. I was also sexually harassed on my first job in Virginia, where I actually feared for my life in that situation. And the point of me telling these stories is to encourage other young women and men to come forward.
Well, it's not all terrible stories. You talk about a lot about your faith as well. Why does your faith remain so important to you?
Yeah, you know, I ask questions for a living, John. it's what I do as a journalist. But the one thing I never question on a day-to-day basis is my faith, and I find that to be such a blessing because my faith is my rock and my foundation. I got that gift from my family. My grandfather was the Lutheran minister in town, and I also learned perseverance from him. When he started at our church, there were 800 members, and he used to visit every new family that came to church and told them that he was there to sell them eternal life. Mm. And when he ended his tenure, the church attendance was 8,500, making our church the second largest Lutheran church in America. So I learned perseverance from my grandfather, but I also learned how important a religious foundation can be. And I spent so much time in the church as a child. And now, come full circle, my husband and I teach Sunday school together. And my kids love it because, you know, one semester we're teaching my son's grade and the next semester we're teaching my daughter's grade. And they actually fight about it. They're like, hey, who gets mom and dad?
That's great.
And I just think it's really, really, really important.
Well, that story certainly epitomizes the theme of our program, Life with Purpose. So thank you so much. Where can folks get the book?
Oh, well, thank you so much for asking. My website is really easy. It's GretchenCarlson.com, and they can go there and actually get a bonus chapter if they buy it on the website. They can find out what I do on my weekends with no makeup on, and there's tons of pictures there, and I just really appreciate everyone's support, so thank you so much.
All right, Gretchen Carlson with Fox News and author of a new book, Getting Real. Thank you so much for being with us today, and until next time, I'm John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
On Life with Purpose Radio, bringing you stories of people living their lives with purpose, caring Christians around the world, and encouraging you to live your life with purpose is what we are all about. And we encourage you also to stop by our Facebook home and become a part of our community. Facebook.com/LWP Radio, or you can follow us on Twitter at LWP Radio. Our email address is stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. One more time, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And we always enjoy hearing from you as we read your comments, questions, and also story suggestions for the program. And by the way, we continue to offer a free gift just for being a listener to the program. You can get it at lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. It's the hardback devotional called Words of Life, from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. And again, it's yours absolutely free at lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. And thanks again for listening each week. Well, let's get back to our stories. Myrna, tell us more.
Thanks, Rod. Singer, songwriter, worship leader, musician, you're going to want to hear about this online musical tool that has at its core discipleship. Shane Bernard of Shane & Shane tells us all about it.
All right. Also yet to come is the story of Ron Wilson, martial arts instructor and church planter in Montville, Pennsylvania, on our Missionary Moments. Our next story is from Ron Lawson. It's called Christians in a Changing Society.
It seems every day we hear news that indicates huge changes in our society and in the traditional way of life of the past. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with a missionary who has insights on the ways changes happen and what the church can do. Let's listen.
I'm so happy to have in the studio with me today Mike Griffin, who pastors the Liberty Baptist Church near Hartwell, Georgia, and who is our Georgia Baptist State Missionary leading in ethics and public affairs and represents Georgia Baptist in the Georgia General Assembly. Mike, thank you so much for being with us again on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you, Dr. White. It's always a privilege to be with you.
Mike, I want to get right to the point related to some things that are going on the national political scene, things that could have a significant impact on our society at all levels. For years now, we've seen a new level of what some call judicial activism. From your perspective, how has the judicial process influenced our society and the laws in recent years?
Honestly, in recent years, it's had a devastating effect. And one of the things that we have noticed probably since the 1960s is this perception that the Constitution is this living, breathing document that is evolving through the courts and through the judicial system. It has ended up circumventing the process to which the Founding Fathers had set up to have changes, and that comes through amending the Constitution, not by activist courts or activist judges legislating from the bench. And really, it's become a very frustrating thing in my work in lobbying and working with the faith community, when they work very hard to use ethical, legal means to be able to influence government by passing good public policy, and then to have that public policy just struck down, you know, by a judge. I mean, I can bring it right home to Georgia and take the fetal pain bill, a tremendous bill passed, signed into law by our governor. And for the last year and a half or two, it's been held up in Fulton County Superior Court, sued by the ACLU. And that law, for all practical purposes, is not in effect right now, waiting to have a ruling upon a judge. And our folks know that this has been happening over and over again. Liberal courts seeking to bring about some type of social agenda have been working through the courts in a way that they had been failures in by way of the legislature. They really did not have this broad base of support of people demanding this moral social change. I believe that they actually shopped the courts to look for those judges and those courts that will give them the kind of favorable rulings. And at the same time, many times you will hear from the left, you know, oh, Christians are trying to force their beliefs on people. But really, it's not the Christians who are out there doing all the suing and filing the lawsuits, you know, and demanding these things. We're actually seeing it come from the left instead.
You know, one of the most blatant examples, I think, was overturning Prop 8 out in California, where the populace had voted for this, and then the courts just overturned it.
Right, and it ends up, it causes a lack of motivation and encouragement on people when they see that happen. So we have to work a little extra harder to encourage the people to pray and still be involved in the process.
Of course, the case regarding same-sex marriage has been heard before the Supreme Court in Washington, and we're expecting a ruling on that case coming soon. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we should be hearing any day now regarding the outcome of the Supreme Court's decision on whether or not to uphold the Sixth Circuit's ruling that actually found in favor of the citizens' right to recognize marriage through a state constitutional amendment. And it's important for our listeners to know that 30 states and over 50 million Americans have voted in favor of marriage, which is the time-tested union that is solely reserved for one man and one woman. And Georgians overwhelmingly voted 76%
absolutely
for constitutional marriage in 2004. So if the Sixth Circuit's ruling is not upheld, we're going to see some of the most wide-range, most devastating social change that our country's ever experienced. Abortion, feminism, divorce have all had their tremendous toll on marriage. But same-sex marriage will destroy the very biblical perception of marriage and child raising as we once knew it.
I've heard from so many Christians, particularly because I work among Baptists in Georgia, so many expressions of concern about this upcoming decision by the Supreme Court. How can Christians pray and how can we be involved in effectively having some impact on the legal process?
Well, I've kind of got an old saying that goes like this, you know, we ought to be praying for the best and preparing for the worst. Georgia Baptists and Christians in general need to be praying for a favorable outcome. More than likely, though, that decision has already been made. It's just a matter of it being made public. And so whether gay marriage is made legal or not, we're still going to be facing a mounting challenge from public accommodation laws on local and state levels that are going to seek to make sexual behavior a protected civil right. These are going to have a wide range of influence, anything from dealing with transgender bathrooms to government bureaucracies forcing businesses to participate in activities that they feel that violate their First Amendment rights. And now that's going to be incumbent upon us more than ever that Georgia pass a Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Yes.
That needs to be a priority. And all these issues, as Christians, we just really cannot afford to sit on the sidelines.
That's
we need
right
to be involved.
And I want to thank you for representing Georgia Baptist as beautifully as you do down at the General Assembly. Mike, doing a great work, not only there, but in your local church. And I want to thank you also for being with us today on Life with Purpose Radio.
Dr. White, it's been my joy, and I would encourage our listeners to go to my webpage at georgiabaptist.org/public affairs and be able to find that information that they need to be able to encourage them to be able to get involved.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mike, for being with us today.
Thank you.
For more information on the Ethics and Public Affairs Ministry of Georgia Baptist, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
The music duo Shannon Shane has a special project to help equip and encourage worship leaders everywhere. Myrna Brown gets us more on the story now on Life with Purpose Radio.
All the poor and powerless, and all the lost.
Bernard and Shane Everett make up the duo Shane and Shane. Together, they have a brand new project that can be summed up in one word: discipleship. So joining us on Life with Purpose Radio right now is Shane Bernard. Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm good. I want to tell you something. Before the interview, I went to your website and I'm looking at your music video, and I'm thinking, wow, are they twins? They really look alike. And then I realized they're not related, Myrna. Do you get that often?
We get it all the time. Every day we get that.
But you both have the same first name.
We do.
Yeah. And you met in college, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I remember that from the first time that we talked to you a couple of years ago. So it's good to have you back on Life with Purpose Radio.
Oh, thanks for having us back.
So let's talk about this new project. You know, I said that you could sum it up in one word, and that word is discipleship. Would you agree?
No doubt. There is an underlying current behind the vision of this record that we did, and actually the last 12 records that we've done. We've done 12 worship CDs over the last year, all pointing to a discipleship resource called theworshipinitiative.com. It's also the name of the record, and again, the name of the website, The Worship Initiative, where we just jump into people's lives and musicians' lives, worship pastors, songwriters, and just begin a process of walking with them and pursuing the Lord with them. So it's been a really, really, really great thing to be a part of.
The Worship Initiative. I was reading your website and I love how you describe it. You know, one-stop shop, the ecosystem of worship, all things worship. Just explain to us what it is and what it does and who it serves.
Over the last decade, God's given us so many great, just by His grace, just amazing opportunities to pour into people's lives in the area of worship or songwriting or even like worship theology or just Bible training in general when it comes to musicians get into the Word and write songs and ask a lot of good questions and hard questions on like what are we called to do? Like, let's consider our calling and look at our calling according to the scriptures and not according to culture, just to see that, man, our calling doesn't have a whole lot to do with music at all. It has a lot to do with making Jesus known on the earth and loving Him on the earth. And then music kind of falls under that. And I love music. It's what we do. But how does it fall under His lordship? So what we did is we recorded 120 of the top worship songs that people are doing in church. So we just recorded 12 full CDs worth, like 120 songs. We brought in our favorite players, 7 or 8 players around the country to our studio, and then we got 12 video cameras for them so we could capture everything that they did. And so we would come up with a version of the song, and then we would capture it on video and then log it. And then later we would go back and create a separate mix of thousands of videos of worth of just here's a resource for you, whether you're a musician or a worship leader, to jump into the songs that you love. How do you train a drummer who used to play in a garage band in high school and now is a firefighter, has 3 kids, doesn't have any time? How in the world could he learn something just on the fly? You have a tiny little bit of time to rehearse, you know. And so just the practical side of the website is just there's so many resources for you as a player or a worship leader. And then we came around it with the Word of God. So every song has its own Bible study and devotional and podcast. Also lots of practical training as far as vocal training and instrument training and ultimately a lot of cool things to help foster your heart in Christ.
Where can people go to find this?
So it's just theworshipinitiative.com.
Now let's talk about your new project, which is also called the same thing, The Worship Initiative. Tell us about this new project, this new CD.
The first song on there is a song that I wrote just as a prayer to begin the record called God of Ages Past.
If my hope is Christ alone, if where you are is where I'm home, if knowing you is my delight, if in God alone I'm satisfied, then won't you come and break this old heart of stone?
From then on, the rest of the record is just popular worship songs that are out, and it's just our version of them.
You're helping to equip the next generation of worship leaders, of songwriters, of singers, of musicians. You found your mission field. It's so exciting. Shane Bernard of Shane & Shane, we've been talking about the Worship Initiative, and we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us and tell us all about it.
Thanks for having me on. It was wonderful.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment takes us to Montville, Pennsylvania, here on Life with Purpose Radio.
When I was a young boy, I actually used to get picked on a lot. And when I got to be about 14 years old, and I was able to start to pay for my own martial arts classes. My name is Ron Wilson. I always wanted to be a martial arts teacher. So I went and established a school, and I opened up South Jersey Kung Fu, and I had my business for 22 years. But I had this thirst that I felt God given me to go out there and share the gospel. And God just said, leave. God brought us to Mountville, PA, where we are currently, and God opened up the door here and said, well, Ron, now you're going to be the church planner. So we have our church here in Mountville called The Connection. I started teaching Kung Fu as an outreach there because through the martial arts, you build the relationships. And that's basically what church planning really is. It's building relationships. Some of these people never even attended church, and they're memorizing verses.
I am the truth, the way, and the life.
Wow, this is it.
No one enters the Father.
When I surrendered, you tend to think that, okay, all that years of training now, this is gone now, because now I'm going to go serve God. I'm not going to do this no more. All these years. But that's not the way our Lord works. He uses all of our experiences in life, and I couldn't dream of doing anything else.
Good practice tonight. Okay.
For more information about North American and international missionaries, head to lifewithpurposeradio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope today's stories have encouraged you to live life with purpose. As you heard about Camp Rock, Getting Real from Gretchen Carlson, Christians in a Changing Society, Shane and Shane, and church planner Ron Wilson in Pennsylvania. Well, we hope to see you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And be sure to visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thanks again for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.